To the brightest audience in the country, I am Bob Enyart, America's right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Few of the headlines out today: death row inmate dying of disease. What a shame, huh? On this show, Bob Enyart Live, we've said for years the number one cause of death on death row in America is old age. What a shame, death row inmate dying of disease. Here's another headline from Denver. Two sisters assaulted on their way home from school. This is a 5-year-old and 8-year-old girl walking home from school. I don't even like that to start with. Do you like that? I got a studio audience here. Any of you parents out there? No, I got a dad shaking his head as no could be. Could you imagine a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old walking home from school 9 blocks in Denver? You can't find 9 nice blocks in a row in Denver. 9 blocks, and they get kidnapped, and they're forced to either drink alcohol or take drugs. We're not sure which yet. There's a toxicology study underway, and they're sexually assaulted. And what does the Denver Police Department met with parents just a week ago or so because of all the sexual crimes going on school grounds in Denver? And they told the parents, they said, well, in your precinct, there are 37 registered sex offenders. 37 in one precinct? And then we have also in the headlines, by the way, our phone number, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. Also in the headlines, Camp X-Ray prisoners start a hunger strike. Now, Camp X-Ray, that's in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, where we got the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda. And they've started a hunger strike. That's good. Let's hope they're really dedicated. And then the worst news today, apparently another terrorist attack where terrorists have taken 100 lawyers hostage. Terrorists have taken 100 lawyers hostage, and they're threatening to release one every hour until their demands are met. I don't know. I'm not for negotiating with terrorists, so I guess we just have to accept the consequences. And the HBO is putting on a Monica Lewinsky program, and the producer of the show at HBO says Monica was unfairly demonized. She was not to blame. She has her faults, but Monica Lewinsky has great moral integrity. Great moral integrity. That's great. She had a plan to be successful at a career, and she would do whatever it took to get a job offer. So, that's great moral integrity for you. We also have out of Bangor, Maine, a Florida sex offender fled into the woods in Maine. Now, people who live in Denver, they don't always know what the woods means. Woods. We have forest here in Colorado, or we have desert, one or the other. In the woods, that's just where there's a lot of leafy trees, woods in your backyard. You go in your backyard and you got the woods. At least that's when I grew up in New Jersey. We went across the street and we had the woods. We made forts out of the leaves in the woods, and then we made tree forts. And we climbed down the cliff, and we got in trouble sometimes in the woods. But a Florida sex offender fled into the woods in Maine, and now he's complaining that he lost several toes to frostbite because the police were slow in arresting him. How's that one? So he's blaming the police. We'll continue with that story in a moment. He's threatening to sue one of the detectives. But first, let's go to Anchorage, Alaska. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. 2 nights ago, we were in Belize, Central America with a one-hour debate. And tonight, we're going from Central America up to Anchorage, Alaska. Rusty, speak your mind.
Hi, Bob.
Howdy.
The guy from Central America, Mark Ludwig.
Yeah.
You know, he had was wondering about the biblical scripture for public nudity. He ought to look up it on being public humiliated on the radio like he was.
Oh boy. Hey, Rusty, that was quite a one-hour debate, huh? Let me tell those who didn't hear that show. What did we title that show? Do you recall?
Oh, boy, I've got it on my...
I'll look right now. I'll go to kgov.com here on the web.
And I have to see if I can beat you.
All right, we'll have a race. I've got a 1 gigahertz. Okay, it's called Bob Debates a Naked Belizean. And we don't actually know what he was wearing during the debate. It was over the phone. But he's a Christian who has published 2 books on Christian government. And he maintained that because the Bible doesn't explicitly outlaw public nudity, that public nudity should be legal. And he was defending public nudity. And, so the Bible doesn't explicitly outlaw being humiliated on the air, does it? That was kind of you, Rusty. It was a funny debate, wasn't it?
Yeah, well.
He was in a mess.
Can I get to my next question?
Yeah.
Or my question, rather. Yeah, last week with Doug, when you're talking about, teenager that threw a brick through over an overpass,
right,
and it blinded an elderly man,
right?
Was your position then that the law, the Christian law, would say that the teenager should be blinded?
Well, unless he should be executed, if it could reasonably be construed as attempted murder, then he should be executed.
Okay, so you're taking the eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth,
absolutely right. And if he doesn't need to be executed because, let's say, it wasn't a big heavy rock, but it was a little rock, and he threw it at oncoming traffic, and it blinded this person, then an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, life for life.
Okay, I'm kind of surprised, and I'm not debating it. I just have to get my mind wrapped around it, and the scripture. But I've always heard you say before that there's 3 forms of punishment: whipping, restitution, and death.
Okay, let me clarify.
Okay.
I think I've used different words than you just used. I've said the Bible authorizes 3 forms of punishment: restitution, corporal punishment, and capital punishment, the death penalty. So capital punishment is the death penalty. Restitution is when you pay back financially to make the person whole whom you stole from. And corporal punishment is a punishment against your body. Corporal, like Corpus Christi, the body of Christ.
So
let's talk about that right after the break. We'll be right back.
Bob Enyart teaches the Bible like few others. And one of the best ways to introduce yourself to Bob Enyart's unique style of Bible teaching is with the video Mount Moriah. It's a 2-hour feature video that answers all kinds of questions about the resurrection. Is there evidence for the resurrection still in existence today? Well, this entertaining and professionally made video will show you evidence of Christ's resurrection that has remained for 2,000 years. It proves that 1,500 years after God carved the law in stone, he carved grace in stone at Mount Moriah, and you can answer those who ask, those who doubt the resurrection.
Most people choose their long-distance company right after they see one of their funny ads on TV. At Lifeline Communications, we think that you'll choose your long-distance company for an entirely different set of values. It's true that Lifeline's rates are now 12 to 27% lower than the competition, as low as 6.9 cents on weekdays and as low as 4.9 cents on Sunday. But we're the only major long-distance company which gives away 10% of its income to spread the gospel. And we're the only long-distance company recommended by thousands of major ministries all over America. Plus, if you switch right now, we'll give you 100 minutes of long distance free. So what do? If you're serious about saving money and promoting the kingdom of God, you can do both with Lifeline. Long distance with a higher calling.
Give him a call, 1-800-684-2931. Bob's monthly Bible study. Join up, folks. Every Sunday night, we record a Bible study here in Denver, and we're going through the entire Bible. You can sign up for $24.95 a month. We send out 4 tapes a month every month. We distribute tapes right now to over 100 families around the country. Please join up. $24.95 a month. We can send them out automatically if you sign up by credit card. Give us a call, 1-888-836-9278. That's 1-888-8-NYARD.
Welcome back. Bob and Yart Live, 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. Rusty from Anchorage, Alaska. Rusty, does that make sense? Does it sound familiar? God authorizes restitution, corporal punishment, and capital punishment. And I usually say, when I say that phrase, I always say corporal punishment, and then I say as in flogging.
Okay.
Example.
I've misunderstood your previous statement.
Yeah. I thought you were going to perhaps question, why would a Christian support an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth if Jesus repealed that law? That's what I thought you might ask.
No. But I've been listening longer than that.
You're smart enough not to fall into that trap.
Right.
Good
right.
for you.
Well, what I always try to do is that if there's something in my personal life that disagrees with God or whatever in His Word, then I try to look at the fault in my thinking and try to figure out where I'm faulty.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we do too. And we are, obviously, we're not infallible here at Bob and Yart Live or Denver Bible Church.
You're not.
No, I don't think we are. But we try real hard. And we do what we can to understand the Bible and teach it the best we can.
Okay, well, thank you, Bob. I could pick your mind for hours, but I'll let you go then.
Rusty, okay, but what's the weather like up there in Anchorage?
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank God for global warming. Yeah, I bought some beach property up on the hillside. And
all right.
100 years, it'll be beachfront property.
Amen.
And planting palm trees.
Amen. And we've long advocated global warming. So, hey, thanks for calling, Rusty.
Thank you.
God bless you. Global warming and pray for gridlock. Pray for gridlock. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. So the death row inmate, he's dying of disease. Death row inmate dying of disease. And let me tell you the story about Frank Rodriguez. The story's out today in the Rocky Mountain News. Now, this show we hosted out of Denver, Colorado, but we don't do just Colorado news, of course. But when Colorado has news that's relevant to communicating biblical principles and how we should fix our whole country, then, you know, it's natural for me to pick up on some of the local news stories and let you guys around the country know about them. But this story, inmates' illness may cheat death penalty imposed in 1996. 1996, that was 2000. That was 6 years ago. Wait a minute, I misread the headline. Inmates' illness may cheat death penalty imposed in 1986. 86, 16 years ago, and he's still not dead. Now that is a sin. That's a crime against God. God says in the Bible that keeping people alive who should not live. You got that idea? God says, you profane me, you profane the Lord if you keep people alive who should not live. And we've been keeping alive Frank Rodriguez, this longtime death row inmate. And now his lawyer says with a smirk, ha-ha, Colorado will never execute Frank Rodriguez. Well, he was convicted in 1984 for rape and the stabbing death of a Denver bookkeeper, Lorraine Martelli. And now he's dying of hepatitis C. Hepatitis C. Now, not in this story, but in another story, also in the news, it has a lawyer estimating that 17,000 prisoners in Colorado have hepatitis C. 17,000. Now, on this show, when we make fun of jails and jails being ineffective, that they just don't work, when we've done that on this show, we've talked about the insanity of medical care in jail. It's just bizarre. You'd only know this if you lived in the system for some time. But all prisoners generally lie. They lie to get out of doing work. They lie to get whatever. They just lie. They're criminals, obviously, and they're liars, too. And so they'll lie to the nurse or they'll lie to the doctor in order to be transferred from one cell to another to get out of a work detail so they don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to breakfast, whatever. They'll lie. And they need more money for medicine or whatever. They lie. So you're a nurse or you're a doctor and 99% of everything is said to you is a lie. Well, how do you get through to diagnose if there's really something wrong? That's pretty difficult. And so I saw it over and over where they just didn't believe the inmates. And how could you? They're a bunch of liars. But sometimes they're really sick. And the guy's been lying to you for 2 years, and now he's sick. Well, it's the boy who cried wolf. What do you do? See, jail is a joke. It does not work. And so this one lawyer is saying at least 17,000 prisoners in Colorado are infected with hepatitis C. Now, how do you get hepatitis C? Well, if you're a homo, the CDC a few years back said we have a hepatitis epidemic among homosexual men. And intravenous drug use, where they share needles in jail, and tattooing, when they tattoo one another in jail. And so I guess we need to have a needle program in jail where we give everybody free needles and everything else you can give them to try to keep them from the consequences of their own behavior. But the best thing to do is stop putting people in jail for 50 years and 5 years and 6 months. It just doesn't work. So this Rodriguez was convicted in 1984 and he's still alive. And Colorado is still profaning God by keeping people alive who should not live. Now that's a Bible verse, but I won't tell you where it is. That's a Bible verse. God says, don't profane me by keeping people alive who should not live. And we are profaning God, not only here in Colorado, but all over the country, where we have convicted murderers and kidnappers who should be executed, and they're not. So now this guy is dying of hepatitis C. And the woman he raped and murdered, her sister said the legal system wasn't getting the job done, so I guess God has taken over. And now when you hear that, you understand her sentiment. She's so angry at the system. But it's not good to say, so God has taken over. Because how about all the other people who have hepatitis and all other diseases? And that reinforces the very widespread, despicable notion that people get sick when God makes them sick, as though God is the HIV virus. Right? God is not a virus. He doesn't make people sick. He doesn't blind people. He doesn't give little babies congenital diseases. God doesn't do that. Those things are the natural consequence of sin. But Christians often, and this woman, this Lorraine Martelli's sister, she might be a Christian. And Christians so often reinforce this notion that, well, that God gives people these diseases. And they actually think, through misunderstanding the Bible, they think that God, Jesus, would heal a blind man to show his glory, but 30 years earlier, he made him blind in the first place. Now, what kind of deal is that? Imagine you have a car, and all of a sudden, it stops working, and you find out the transmission is ruined. And so one of your new friend that you just met at church, he says, well, I'm a mechanic, and I could fix it. And so after a couple of weeks, you figure you can't afford to have it fixed. So you say to him, all right, could you fix it? Come on over and fix it. And he fixes it for you. And you're so thankful. And then you found out that while you weren't looking, he opened up your transmission and put sand in it to break it. And he did that so he can bless you by fixing it. Because he wanted you to think he was a really great guy. So now how do you process that? How do you think through that? You think, this is not a great guy. This is a mentally unbalanced person. That's how you'd think through that. And you'd also think, I don't want anything to do with this guy. Some Christians think that when Jesus healed people, he first gave them the disease so that he can show his glory by healing them. And I realize they'll quote one verse in the Bible to try to establish that, but it's a sad thing because God doesn't do that. God's not in the business of giving kids illnesses and having them die when they're 2 years old. All right, so this guy, Rodriguez, he's 45 years old. So he was 29 when he was sentenced to death, and he was 27 when he committed the rape and the murder. So it's been 18 years since he should have been executed 18 years ago. Our trials take way too long. And he was hospitalized this past week with liver disease brought on by the hepatitis. So, and you know the Rocky Mountain News? They say inmates often contract hepatitis C from dirty needles, from drug use, or while being tattooed. Why don't they also say from homosexual behavior? Oh, they forgot to say that. Huh. I wonder why would they be prejudiced against homosexuals in that way? Hey, they should give credit where credit is due. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Now, this rapist murderer's lawyer, David Lane, he's bragging that Colorado will never execute this guy. Hey, there's a little bit of time left. We can always hope. We could pray. He said that Frank Rodriguez will prevail and the state of Colorado will fail. He's bragging about it. He's literally bragging about it. So, and he also said, how about this? Frank Rodriguez will maintain his dignity because the state will not strap him down to a table and kill him. Now, I would say that would be the least undignified thing to happen to Frank Rodriguez in his pitiful life. First, he raped and murdered a young woman, a bookkeeper, and then he contracted hepatitis C in jail, very possibly from being a homosexual. So you're a dying homosexual, an unrepentant rapist murderer, and you're concerned about the dignity of being executed? I'd say that lawyer has his priorities mixed up. When Frank Rodriguez goes to hell, his lawyer will be right there with him in tandem. Hey, goodbye to Denver, and for the rest, we'll be back after the news.
lines are busy at this time. For updated information on Bob's national tour and ShadowGov demonstrations, press 1. For Bob's mailing address, press 2. And if you're an atheist, an anarchist, an evolutionist, a humanist, a communist, a socialist, a garden variety, sodomite, a Democrat, or a transgendered freak of nature, press 3. If you're ordering by credit card, please leave your name and phone number, and your call will be returned.
You must be them NYARC people. Well, I'm not like any of those things that I just heard in that list of things he just said. I'm not an evolutionist or nothing like that. But I would just want to know if you're the guy I've seen on Politically Incorrect. Yeah, that's it. I just wanted to tell you that I think you guys rock. You guys are really cool, and you need to keep up the good work. So this is George from Jersey. Out.
Hi, I'm a garden variety sodomite and a transgendered freak of nature, and I'd really love a call back from Bob Inyart, so if you could give me a buzz. My name's Cody Lightholt. My phone number is 7. I'd really appreciate being straightened out, because I'm sick of being a dirty fag. So thanks a bunch, Bobby. Talk to you later.
Hey, Mr. Inyart, I have actually viewed your website, and then I saw you on Politically Incorrect 3 times, and, well, I'm going to say about you. All I can say is that I had an uncle that died of AIDS. I'm sure you refer to it as the gay plague. All I can say is that the majority of gays in this country are better people than you. Better than you or any other thing that you could ever be. I hate you, and I wish you had cancer.
I have never in my life heard such a hypocrite as this Bob Inyart. How in the world do you dare put him on the air? How can he judge anybody? He is terrible. You ought to be ashamed to even have him walking around.
Hey, Bob, I'm drunk. And guess what? God ain't gonna help me on this one. Take a guess of what I'm drinking. I'm drinking some vodka and some strawberry crush, buddy. Let me tell you what. I bet you're against too, right? Yeah, let me tell you something. Oh, yeah, and juice, too. Guess what, Bob Inyart? I'll tell you something. Bob Inyart, guess what? I'm really seriously drunk, but anyhow. Check it out, though. So, I'm a garden variety sodomite. Bob Inyart.
Wake up! Wake up! Come on, wake up! Wake up! My co-host fell asleep. How can he fall asleep during the show? My co-host is Al the Fourth. And he's a notebook computer, 1 gigahertz, 512 megabytes of RAM. That's impressive, isn't it, for a little computer? And we've got here an instant message, and I wanted Al's help. I wanted his help to respond to this instant message from somebody out there in Radio Land. And he says, Bob, you've always said the Bible does not authorize prison, imprisonment, jails, incarceration as a form of punishment. But how do you respond to Ezra chapter 7, verse 26, where it says, whosoever will not do the law of thy God, let judgment be executed speedily upon him, whether it be unto death or to banishment or to confiscation of goods or to imprisonment. And so there's a verse that says imprison them. It also says banishment, and we've never advocated banishment because you don't want to take your problem and push it on somebody else. So the state of Georgia does that sometimes, I think. They banish people. So they've got a child molester, and they banish him from Georgia, so he goes to Alabama. Great. That's just a perfect solution. But this verse talks about banishment and imprisonment. So how in the world do you respond to that? Because there it says it right there in in Ezra chapter 7. So the way we do respond to that is we have long said, in fact, in the seminars I've done on criminal justice going back 10 years, that in the Bible, God never authorizes incarceration, jail, prison, as a punishment. However, we see that the punishment is practiced by, and then we give a list. In the Bible, it was practiced by the Egyptians, the Canaanites, the Philistines, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Persians, and some wicked kings and prophets, and the Romans. They imprison people as a form of punishment, but God never authorizes it. So that list that I just gave you, Ezra 7, chapter 7, verse 26, is quoting the king of Persia, Artaxerxes. And he's so excited about Ezra, he thinks, hey, this Ezra guy, he's a pretty neat guy, and I'll encourage him to go and do his stuff, and I'll give him my authority so that he can enforce a criminal justice system upon the people of the land that he's going to in Judea, in Israel. And so this Artaxerxes, king of Persia, says, and whoever will not do the law of your God, let judgment be executed speedily upon him, whether it be unto death or to banishment or to confiscation of goods or to imprisonment. Because those are the punishments that he imposed on people. And we have his words recorded accurately in the Bible. But God, again, God never authorized banishment, shoving your problem onto someone else, and he never authorized imprisonment, except, I shouldn't say never, in two Bible verses, God does authorize imprisonment. And that is to put someone in custody. When you have a suspect of a crime, you put him in custody until the conclusion of the trial, when you determine whether he's guilty or innocent. And you hold him if he's a risk, if he's at risk of fleeing. If it's a neighborhood kid and you think he might have stole another kid's bicycle and you're going to try him, then okay. Then you might not have to put him in custody. Now, I've just got an email from someone who said, an instant message from someone who said, I have those two. Now, I'd like to know from that instant message person, which two are you talking? Oh, he's talking about the two verses where it says, put him in custody. Oh, yeah. We've got a sharp audience. I'll tell you that. That's great. I also got an instant message from someone in Las Vegas. Now, Bob and Yurt Live is headed to Las Vegas. There's a chance that we'll get on the radio in Las Vegas. And the station covers from Las Vegas all the way south to Lake Havasu. Just a beautiful area. By the way, that instant message person, they responded Leviticus 24:12 and Numbers 15:34, where God authorizes us to put suspects into custody. Thank you very much. What the brightest audience in the country, I'll tell you that. So we may be going to Las Vegas with the program on the air, we hope. And we're really going to try to pull that off to get Bob and Yurt Live on in Las Vegas. And the neat thing is I'm reading an instant message while I'm attempting to talk. It's not just getting on in Las Vegas, which is a major market, but all the way south, a long distance, all the way to Lake Havasu, which is a popular resort, vacation, retirement area. Just gorgeous. So in here, I've got an instant message from somebody in Las Vegas telling me, Bob, you'd be covering Bullhead City, Kingman, Arizona, Needles, Lake Havasu, and Laughlin. Hey, praise the Lord. That's good coverage. We're all for it. Now, here's an instant message that's following up on a statement I made, I think, on the air this past week, that we're going to Las Vegas April 8th through the 11th for the National Association of Broadcasters. And there's about 110,000 people go to this thing. This is big. We just did the NRB a week ago in Nashville, and we broadcast live from the Opryland Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. And the NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters, attracts about 4,000 people. The NAB, that's the National Atheist Broadcasters, or something like that. The NAB, what does that stand for? Oh, the National Association of Broadcasters. And that attracts 110,000 people because they're Hollywood stars and TV stars and, I don't know, all kinds of wackos and filth. And so people are attracted to all that Hollywood stuff. But it has represented virtually every radio network in the country, every significant radio station, not only religious, Christian, but also conservative, independent-owned. And so we will be there, and our goal is not just to go and have a booth. Now, we've got a booth. We'll be there. But our goal is to take over the NAB. We're going to take it over. We will take it over. And I want to tell you how we're going to take it over. And this guy from Las Vegas is saying, Bob, when you come down, I want to help out if you need help with crowd control. And also, anybody in your party needs a place to stay. We live 10 minutes from the Strip. That's pretty good. Hey, that's great. You know why? We just found out the prices to stay at Treasure Island. $400 a night. Because of the convention, everything is booked. Within some kind of radius, everything is booked. And so they save tickets for people last minute, like us, and they gouge you. Well, actually, it's just fair business practice. So anyway, wow, this is great news. I'd like to take this. I got to call this guy right after the show. Hey, instant message. Please send me your phone number. All right. So anyway, this is what we're going to do to take over the NAB, the National Atheist Broadcasters. And we've done it before, and we know it works. When we've done this, we've had squad cars of police come out. We've had police bring their, they have these large vehicles for transporting large numbers of prisoners. They bring those vehicles out when we do what we're going to do at the NAB. This is what we do. We set up a little booth with a little sound system at, let's say, a state fair or the People's Fair or on the Boulder Mall. And we set up a little sound system, and we have a poster. And the poster says, debate Bob Enyart for 3 minutes. And if you win, you get a $100 savings bond. And then we list the topics, about 30 topics. Animal rights, homosexuality, abortion, euthanasia, what, global warming. It doesn't matter what, whatever you want. And there's an arrow up and down next to each of the issues to show my position. Like evolution with the down arrow means I'm against evolution. And so on. The earth is billions of years old. The down arrow. I don't believe that. So then people, a never-ending parade of human beings filing by, some of them say, well, this guy, I could beat him in a debate. And after this break, I want to tell you what's happened when we've done this.
Some people believe that Christians can speak in tongues. Some people believe that speaking in tongues has passed away. Are we saved by grace alone, or are there works involved? Some people believe that miracles are happening today. Others don't. How can all these disagreements come from the Bible if it's the inspired Word of God? Is there an answer to all these questions? In his book, The Plot, Bob Enyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church, shows you the one Bible verse that solves all the apparent contradictions. Think that one verse can't solve these complex problems? Get The Plot today, and if you're not convinced, we will refund your money. Order The Plot for $29.95. Does God want the government to execute criminals? The Old Testament supports the death penalty, but now we are to turn the other cheek, right? The New Testament material concerning the death penalty starts in Matthew and continues through all the Gospels, Acts and Romans. It goes all through to Revelation. God and the Death Penalty is the video we've produced to arm you with the New Testament support for executing criminals. If the death penalty is immoral, then what does that say of God the Father demanding that Jesus Christ die on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins? God and the Death Penalty, a two-hour video exploring the biblical support of the death penalty, is available for $24.95 by calling 1-888-8-ENYART. Bob Enyart Live is back on the air, but to stay on the air and grow, we need to hear from you. We offer many products with Bob's insightful and unique biblical perspective. If you appreciate Bob's ministry, let us know by writing us at Bob Enyart Live, P.O. Box 583, Arvada, Colorado 80001, or go online to kgov.com.
Okay, so let me tell you, at the Denver People's Fair, when we've done this, what's happened? We had a booth one year right across the grassy aisle from KOA Radio. KOA is a little dinky, low-power radio station in the Rocky Mountain area. Actually, it's the Rush Limbaugh affiliate, and it's the largest, most popular radio station in the whole region of maybe 6 or 8 states. It's the biggest. So KOA is across the aisle from us. And let's say I'm on, what little radio station have I been? KQXI. KQXI, broadcasting from high atop the KQXI towers, which was actually a trailer next to a sewage dump on one side and animal control on the other side. And they had about a 450-pound hog that would get loose and try to get in our studio while we're on the air. And so I said, for a year straight, high atop the KQXI towers, people thought we were downtown. So here I am, Bob Enyart Live on KQXI Radio and KOA Radio with Rush Limbaugh and Mike Rosen and all those guys, the Sports Zoo. And we put up our little poster, debate Bob for 3 minutes. If you win, here's the topics, about 30 topics, up and down arrows. Well, from first thing in the morning when the People's Fair would open up, and the People's Fair attracts about 200,000 people. 250,000 people, something like that, 200,000. Until closing, KOA's booth at any given moment would have about 8 to 12 people. We had about 100 to 150 people all day long. And it was, of course it was dramatic, but at times it was a near riot. And we did this up in Boulder on the 16th Street Mall. And that's where the Boulder police brought their people movers, two big trucks to move large numbers of prisoners and SWAT guys and cop cars. And all we're doing is debating people for 3 minutes. What's going on? You know, the more tolerant the venue, the more you feel like there's going to be a crime or an assault or a riot or a murder. I remember up in Boulder, I was debating one guy for 3 minutes about homosexuality, and a huge bodybuilder, big guy, 6'5", big guy, shouts out from the back of the crowd. He said, "You ever been beat up by a homosexual?" I said, "What, by a girly man?" "No, never." It never happened. Until that day. No, I'm only kidding. It never happened. So, okay. Now, hey, the guy from Las Vegas, this is getting more interesting. I got to stay on the air longer. We can't go off the air in 10 minutes. No way. This guy in Las Vegas is saying, now we got to check him out. My son Nathaniel and I will be going to this, and probably we'll have people from California who want to head by to help out. But my son Nathaniel and I are going. And this guy from Las Vegas says, Bob, I've been listening to your show for 5 years. And if you want it, you got a car, a place to stay, a phone, online internet access, and a nice view. That sounds good, doesn't it? I wonder if we get any chips. Do any chips come with this? You know, some of these deals, you get $20 in chips as long as you spend it in-house. I got to ask this guy if he has a slot machine in his living room. So, you know, Christians, a lot of Christians are really against gambling. And let me tell you what, at Denver Bible Church, what we teach about gambling. Like the state governments run lotteries. They have a lottery where you could gamble. Okay. All right. Las Vegas says, great, no problem. We got that and much more. All right, I'm psyched. Okay. State governments will run lotteries where it's really a tax on poor people and stupid people. Poor people, struggling people will get a paycheck for $280 at the end of a miserable week that they worked, and they have rent of $400, and they'll take $40 and buy lottery tickets. So it's a tax on poor people and stupid people. Not all poor people are stupid, but they're desperate, and their desperation encourages them to do stupid things. Other people are just plain stupid. So the government runs gambling operations. Now, should the government run gambling operations? Should that be? No. The government should not run gambling operations. That's wrong. On the other hand, Jesus said in Matthew 20 that it's my money. He said, hey, it's my money. Cut me a break. It's my money. Can I do with it what I want? Now, that's a paraphrase version. He said, is it not lawful for me to do with my money as I choose? It's my money. So if I want to lose my money, then I have the right to lose my money. Now, Jesus didn't say that part. He was making it difficult for the equal pay for equal work crowd when he said, if I want to pay one person twice as much per hour as I pay you, isn't it my right to pay him more than I pay you? Even if you do the same work, even if he does less work than you, can I pay him double the hourly rate if I want to? Are you envious because of my generosity? I love that. I love when a liberal Christian calls in and argues for equal pay for equal work. Ugh, liberalism, it just makes you... Ugh. So Jesus said the principle he's using, and really he's talking about something spiritual, but he's laying out some basic principles to make an analogy to the spiritual. But a basic principle is, hey, it's my money. Is it not lawful for me to do with my money what I choose? So if I want to gamble, if I'm going to lose $100 for a night of gambling as a form of entertainment, Jesus is laying out, not that it be a wise thing to do, but it would be a lawful thing to do. It's not against the law to take $100 and give it to some TV evangelist, even though that's the equivalent of throwing it down the drain. Oh, that's a bad example. Let me give a better example. No, really, there are some very, very, very good TV evangelists. Some. If you have $100 and you want to blow it on entertainment, that should not be against the law. And if your entertainment is you're going to sit and play poker with your friends and you're going to lose $100, that shouldn't be against the law. Now, it might be a sin if you need the $100 to pay for food for your family. Well, then it would be a sin if you gamble with it. But it wouldn't be a crime to spend money gambling. But what does our government do? In state after state across the, not every state, but many, the government runs a gambling operation and they prohibit private individuals from gambling. You see, that's exactly the opposite of how Jesus would do it. Jesus would say the government has no standing, no right, no authority to run a gambling operation. The government can't do that. That's wrong. However, it also has no right or authority to stop two friends from making a wager. So the government, as typical, gets things exactly backwards. Exactly backwards. Where the abortionist at Planned Parenthood who kills children for money, the government protects him. And the Christian who goes there to attempt to save the baby's life, the government throws that Christian in jail. And even John Ashcroft's Justice Department will do similarly. So, all right. Hey, I want to read you a letter that I got from PAX TV. PAX Communications, PAX and Communications out of West Palm Beach, Florida. Isn't that where the Chads became popular? West Palm Beach, Florida. Is that where the Chads became popular? I think so, West Palm Beach. Well, those of you who heard the show a week ago, you recall I came back from the NRB, the Religious Broadcasters Convention, and I told the story that I spoke with Bud Paxson, who owns this huge TV network, and I told him, you know, he knew about my show from years ago, and I gave him my business card and said I wanted him to listen to my show, a CD of my show, and consider it in some way. And I got a letter back from their president of programming, February 25th, 2002. Dear Mr. Enyart, Bud Paxson has given me your CD and your Visa credit card, by the way, which makes for a very compelling business card. So I got my credit card back. I handed my credit card to Bud Paxson, and I said, Bud, here's my business card. And he said, this is a Visa. I said, yeah, hopefully you won't lose it or throw it away. How many business cards does he get? And so he said, first, your credit, okay, so he said, your Visa makes a very compelling business card. And by the way, we got it back, and what the president of programming at PAX TV said, your credit card is enclosed, and be assured we ran up no charges on it. we were really hoping they'd pay off the balance. That's what we were hoping. And next, I have listened to the CD, and as a former radio talk show host in New York, too many years ago to admit, I found it interesting and professional. Now, the interesting, I buy. The professional, we're just hanging out on the radio, talking to people, and knocking them over the head occasionally. He said, I found it interesting and professional, certainly better than my efforts back when I should have known better. I enjoyed the CD. And then he goes on to say, I will hold on to the CD, and if sometime in the future there's some way for, just, he left an open door. So that was nice of him. Nice guys. But PAX TV, Bob Enyart Live, could never air on PAX TV. Because if we say that homosexuality should be outlawed, an abortionist should be executed, you think Coca-Cola will advertise on Bob Enyart Live? You think Ford Motor Company will have their new Explorer when it comes out in the fall? You think they'll be advertising? I don't think so. How about Coors? Coors Beer. No, they advertise in the homo magazines. But not on a Christian talk show. And because of that, by the way, because of that, we could use your help in supporting us, because we're not going to get mainstream advertisers. But if you call us at 1-888-8-NYART and order our monthly Bible studies, or our monthly sermons, or the manuscript we have on the Bible, the plot, or if you're interested in some book of the Bible like Genesis or Exodus or Romans, Deuteronomy, Timothy, we've got just a great stash of materials for helping people understand the Bible. And we'd like to get that from our house to your house. So give us a call, 1-888-8-NYART, in order. Until then, this is Bob Enyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.